Hi, this is James. How may I help you?
Hey, James. Excuse me, it's Gail at Local Splash. How are you this morning?
Okay, I'm doing pretty well. How are you?
Good. Well, other than my phone issues and then to top it off, hitting the wrong button. My apologies. Those last, whatever, two or three calls were me. And I think I've got my phone straightened out now, though. So I apologize for the oops is there in the middle.
No, it's okay. So
I was supposed to give you a call back. We were going to get you set up on that listing for first page of Google today. You got a couple minutes? We can do that.
Yeah.
All right, super. Let me grab my screens open here, and we will get you set up. I'm going to close that listing first. Grab it. There we go. Perfect. Okay. So what I'll do, James, is I'll gather some info from you. Want to make sure that we've got company spelling right, your name spelled correctly, phone numbers, keywords, everything correct. And we'll also set up your onboarding call. And excuse me, that'll be the call that kind of kicks all of our work off. So let me see here. So, James, what is your last name?
Sally, S-A-L-I.
Oh, S-A-L-L-I. All
no,
right.
S-A-L-I. Just S as in Sam.
Oh.
E, Apple. L as in logo. I as in intelligent.
Gotcha. All right. Thank you. And then, James, I don't need the digits just yet, but the credit card that you'll be using today, is there a middle initial that appears there? I know sometimes they do and sometimes they don't.
Nah.
Okay. Perfect. And then what's your email address, please?
That is James Shally.
Dot
GS at sorry.
You broke up there. I got James Shally dot.
James Shally dot JS.
Got it. Okay. And that was at Yahoo.
No, jamesshally.js at gmail.com.
Ah, Gmail, thank you. All right, and I'm going to send you two emails. The first one, and I don't remember if we discussed it, this is on our dashboard and analytics. It's an area that you'll have a unique login. You'll be able to go in and see how many clicks and calls you're getting, where searches were performed. You can upload photos for us if you need to. So that's information on that one. And then the second one, I want you to have the exact price and package that I quoted you with your discounts so that you've got that in writing. Let me just adjust that with your discounts in there. Okay, perfect. And then that one is on its way as well. So let me know if you got those.
Perfect.
And please excuse my voice this morning. I think I've got some allergies at work this morning, making my voice break in and out. And then I'm going to send you two text messages also, James. The first one is my direct contact information. I want you to have my information in your phone. I am the lead on your account. So if you ever have questions or problems, definitely please don't hesitate to reach out. And then second one I'm sending you is our customer service line, so you can reach them as well. All right, and then company name, I've got, excuse me, Superior Cooling, and the word and is spelled out, Heating Services, comma, LLC. Is that correct?
Yes. I don't know if there was a comma on there, but
okay.
Does that make a difference?
No, it shouldn't. It shouldn't.
Okay.
And then I've got your address as 2581 Colin McKinney Parkway, and that's apartment 1704.
Yeah.
All right. Great. Let me enter that in. And, of course, McKinney, Texas. And then I've got zip it, 75070.
Oh, yeah.
Wonderful. I like it when everything comes out right. And then, refresh my memory, James. Did you have a website yet or no?
I do not have a website yet, no.
Oh, okay, no problem. And that's what I was thinking. I already had you down for us building a website for you just in case. And if I didn't mention it during our other call, we don't charge for that. So it'll be completely at no cost to you. It is about a $500 value, but we'll build it and host it. And, excuse me, we'll also make sure that it's Google compliant and optimized. So that'll help you out there in the marketplace as well. Let me update that real
okay.
quick. And then, let me see. I'm going through my checklist and answering some of the questions that are text like us to answer. I'll do a little bit of copy and paste here too. And then, James, are you by chance bilingual?
No.
Okay, no worries. I'm not either. We like to include it if you are, just in case, because that's a benefit, you know, to some folks who might try to contact you. But for the most part, most people speak English as well as whatever their native language is.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, so for services, we're going to list, of course, HVAC. And I'm going to actually spell out heating, cooling, air conditioning, repair. I would assume you install new systems, too. Okay. And then how about what about replacement? Would you replace systems?
Oh, yes. System replacement, repairs, and everything that concerns heating.
Perfect. All right. So I'm listing all of these out so we can use those as keywords. And any other specific services under the HVAC category that you'd really like to be found for? Like most profitable?
Oil cleaning, system cleaning, duct cleaning, and...
Did you say foil cleaning?
Okay.
All right, got it.
Duct cleaning.
Oh, really? That's, I've seen that done. It's amazing. I mean, it's the amount of junk that you can get out of there and save that dust from flying in the air. It's amazing work. Very cool. Okay. Keep going.
Repairs.
Okay. Oh, do you offer emergency service?
Yes, I do. Emergency.
Perfect. And is that, should I call that 24-hour emergency service? Or is it during normal business hours?
Yeah, you can put 24 hours emergency. Well, actually, we can do, let's do 24.
Okay, we can do that. Perfect. All right. And then, James, if I could have you take a peek at your calendar, I'd like to set up your onboarding appointment. So that's an appointment with your tech, and we block out an hour for the call just in case you've got questions or need help with anything or if our tech has extra questions. But the call typically only takes 25 to 30 minutes. So let's see here. Checking to see if we do have anything today. So today we've actually got noon or 2, 3, or 4, or we can look at next week.
We can try around today, next week is going to be a busy, busy week for me.
Okay, super. Which time works best for you, James?
We can do 4 today.
You got it. Let me grab that appointment. There we go. And then in just a moment, I'll have another email that'll be on the way to you. But I'll build that appointment here first. Get all of that in there. Here we go. Okay. Looking good. I'm also doing double checking, making sure I don't have any typos anywhere as I'm doing this. Looking good. I hate typos. I'm the type of person that I'll sit down with a magazine and a red pen just in case I see any typos or errors. Not like anybody else is ever going to see it, but I really just hate typos. Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
So there is one more email on the way to you. The subject line on this one starts Local Splash CIE. And when that one arrives, if you could open it up, there's a yes, no, maybe option. And if you could hit the yes option, that would be great. That'll hold your appointment with your tech. And then I've got to put it in one more place. We actually put it in a couple of different places so that everybody that's involved knows when to be there.
Good.
Okay, perfect. Did it make it through to you, James?
Huh?
Did that email make it to you?
Yeah, I saw it. I did hit the yes.
Awesome, thank you. Let me just make sure it updated over here. I think it did. It did. Perfect, thank you. And then, did you have a Facebook? Oh, you have a personal Facebook. Is that right? But we needed to do a business.
Yes. Page. Right.
All right. And what I'll have you do, maybe when we're done here, unless you're confident texting at the same time we're talking, if you could text me, your Facebook personal page. Well, no, you know what? Actually, I don't even need you to do that because what we'll do, your tech will actually have you log into your personal account, and they'll walk you through how to set up that business page from there. And then it's actually only the business page that will need the link to. So I will wait with that and have your tech do that.
Okay.
And then you don't own a domain name yet for your company, right? A .com?
No.
Okay, no worries. And we'll go ahead and secure that. And I'll leave it between you and your tech to discuss, you know, what you'd like for a website address, and then they'll be able to check to see if that address is available too. And then I'm sending you another text message. You don't need to do anything with it. It's purely informational, and it's how our call tracking works. So you'll have some more information on that. And let's see, a couple more fill-ins here. All right, and then I had noted other areas that you wanted to hit. So I've got Plano, I've got McKinney, of course, Princeton. Did you say Melissa? Was that a city?
Oh, yeah, Melissa.
Perfect.
Frisco. I did say Plano as well.
And I've got Allen.
And Richardson,
and then,
Richardson.
Perfect.
Also Dallas.
Ah. And was there Carrollton?
Yeah, Carrollton.
Carrollton.
Yeah, Carrollton.
I couldn't read my own writing. what was the last one?
You have Garland.
Garland.
You have also, yeah, Garland. We have, yeah, the Metroplex, basically.
Okay, perfect. Got it. Okay, and then, for us to contact you, James, do you prefer phone, text, or email, or are all of those okay?
The text is better because email, I get so much emails and I just miss out on so many.
You know, I can relate. You know, I have my work computer, and then I have my personal computer, and all that ever happens on my personal computer is junk email. And in fact, we had a power outage the other day, which shut the computer down, and I haven't powered it back up again because I just ignore those emails anyway. So, I hear you.
Yeah.
I'm glad I'm not alone. So glad I'm not alone.
Yep.
That is too funny.
Yeah.
And yep. You know, so many people are just, you know, going away from email. It's just not the thing anymore. We have quicker contact methods nowadays.
Oh yeah.
Okay, and let me get over to our billing screen, and I'll set your subscription up. Make sure I got your discounts on there, too. You sound tired.
Yeah, I'm tired.
Up late or up early?
No, I work a lot yesterday, so I'm tired.
Sure. That'll definitely do it to you. I've got some volunteer work to do this weekend. I'm going to be tired by the end of the weekend. There we go. Okay. All right. And then, so I'm ready for credit card info. Does the company name appear on the card as well, or is it your first and last, James?
My first and last name is on there.
Okay. And then is the company name also, or no?
They made a mistake when they sent it. They forgot to put the company's name on there. So.
Oh, okay. No problem. Yeah. No problem. As long as my system matches what's on your card, we're good. And then I assume your cell phone is the phone number that would be attached to the billing on that card.
Yes.
All right. And then address, of course, 2581. Something's not right there. Yeah, okay, it is. Colin McKinney Parkway, apartment 1704.
Yeah.
All right. Let me just fix this. It dropped off the apartment number. Okay. And then is that Master, Visa, Amex, or Discover today?
Visa.
Okay. And then I'm ready for those digits when you are.
Okay. And the total is 349?
Yeah, so it'll be 349. That covers the first month, and then the one-time $99 setup fee. So that, yeah, I think that comes to, check my math here, I think it's 448, yes. And then going forward, it's just a 349 and nothing extra. Okay.
Just, you know, I want to be guaranteed that I'm going to be getting leads.
Absolutely. So we will definitely get you on the first page so that those folks just click and they call you directly. So we know that 90% of the business from any given search goes to those folks that are on the first page especially, but more so concentrated in the map area where you'll be.
Okay.
Okay, that makes sense.
And you guys will actually manage the website.
Correct. Yes, we'll build it and host it. And anytime you need updates, just let us know. And we can do those updates. No charge for that either.
Okay. So that means you will also give me the domain name, the website?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Correct. Correct. So what'll happen is you and your tech will work out what your website address is going to be. So it'll be something that you like and something that works for you. Ideally, it's going to be superiorheatingandcooling.com. I don't know if that exact address is available. It may already be taken, but your tech will be able to check on that and between the two of you, come up with a good address that works for you. And then, yes,
okay.
We'll purchase that domain, so that won't cost you anything on the domain purchase or on the hosting or on the building or maintenance of the website. We'll take care of all of that for you.
Okay. And, all right. And also, to look at my Google, I see the company's name, and then it will just pop up, right?
Correct. And then we'll also get your Google Business Profile online, and that's actually going to be the first thing that people will see is your Google Business Profile. And right from that, they'll be able to hit the click-to-call button and call you right from their search results. So we make it super easy for them to get a hold of you. We'll also tie your website in to the Google Business Profile. That way, too, if someone wants to go browse your website and services before they call, they can do that, too. So all of that will be contained right in your Google Business Profile. And we're going to put a tool on your website, too, that will help you gather Google reviews. And those are wonderful. I mean, you've got nothing but good notations and good reviews so far. You're 5 stars across the board. So we'll help you get that transferred, not necessarily transferred, but get the same thing on your Google as well, so that people can see that you've got wonderful reviews on Google too.
Okay.
All right. Okay. I'm ready for those digits if you are.
4741 6640 3
I got the first 8 digits and then you broke up on me. Can you give me those next 4 again?
Okay, let me start. Is this, it's 4741 6 0 3 8 7 3 3 2 9.
Got it. And then the expiration, please.
0726.
Right, put the wrong year. There we go. And the security code, please, James.
422.
Okay, let me update that. And then I'll send that through. And then there will be another email that will come to you, but I'll let you know when it's on its way. And then we'll do the voice verification. So in the email that will be coming to you, is there'll be a click to accept button, and it outlines the services that we're going to provide to you. It's non-contractual for you. Oh, my system just crashed. Goodness, you get back there. Okay, I think it went through though. All right, let me try that again. All right, let me try it. Oh, it did go through. Okay, it does say paid. Okay, good. Right as I sent that through, my system crashed on me. I've got it back up. But so just to double check and make sure that it did go, you may have an email that says local splash initial invoice. If you could check for me to see if it's actually there, that would be wonderful.
Okay, yeah, see the local splash support.
Is there one that says local splash initial invoice?
Well, yes, yeah, dear James Dolly, thank you for choosing local splash. Your invoice is located below this email. Yeah.
Perfect. Okay. Yeah. Good. Okay. So, but as I'm doing the voice verification, you can go ahead and hit that click to accept. And then down at the bottom of that next screen, it'll ask you to type your name as it appears, caps and in the right places. And then let me know when you've got that, and then I'll actually read it to you.
Okay, so should I confirm?
Yes, please.
Okay, so I'm looking at healthcare. So
did that, and then did it take you to a login screen?
Well, yeah, I'm trying to actually. Okay.
Oh, and yeah, I'll read it. Okay, great, perfect. So you landed in the right spot. Let me just make sure it updated over here. Okay, come on, machine. There we go. It updated. Thank you. So we'll do the voice verification, and that is the last thing, and I can let you back to your day. So the voice verification is required of us as Google Channel partners. It is recorded, and it's attached to your file as an added form of protection for you. And there are a couple of places where I'll voice prompt you to answer questions and such. So in order to ensure the accuracy of your order and for the sake of the recording, please state the full name of the business as it should read on the first page of Google.
Okay, so right now it says user password.
Oh, yes, they will get you that login information on your onboarding call today.
Okay, yeah. So they'll get me, okay, and then...
Yeah, get it. So, yeah, that's your reporting dashboard. That's where you'll be able to see how many clicks and calls you're getting and where the searches are performed from. So yeah, your tech will resend that link to you though, so you don't need to worry about saving the link.
Okay.
Okay. All right. In order to ensure the accuracy of your order and for the sake of the recording, please state the full name of the business as it should read on the first page of Google.
So I'll go ahead and say it right now?
Yes, please.
Okay. Superior Cooling and Heating Services, LLC.
Thank you. And please state your name and title within the business.
James Sally, owner.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And are you the authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
And so in order to ensure the accuracy of your order and to get the best results, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours to phone calls, texts, and emails coming from Local Splash?
Yes.
Thank you. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your non-contractual agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup were charged on today's date, August 5th, 2022, in the discounted non-refundable amount of $448, the breakout of which is $349 for your first month and a one-time only $99 setup fee. Going forward, your monthly rate is a flat $349, to which there are no hidden taxes, additional click fees, call fees, or charges of any kind. This is a recurring payment that will take place again on the 5th of each month. Should you choose to pause or discontinue for any reason, you may do so by contacting client support at least 3 days prior to the billing date after October 3rd. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Fantastic. Thank you. You are all set, James. Congratulations and welcome aboard. We're glad to have you. I can't wait to watch you grow and see you on that first page.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
So when would I be able to, like, go onto Google and then see my business there? Like, now or after?
Great question. So right this minute, if you Googled yourself, probably all you would see is the Angie's link. Let me see what else comes up for you, too. Just so you've got an idea. Oops, there we go.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, if I could spell. I can't spell McKinney. There we go. So let's see. Right now, I see you on, so you would come up, just not in the right place yet. So right now, I see you listed on bizpedia.com, and I see your Facebook. Oh, nope, that's not your Facebook, sorry. So it looks like just Bizpedia for now. So what, as far as timeline goes, between now and about the 1 week mark, your reporting dashboard will come online. We'll get your directory submissions done. So we'll get you listed out on Yelp, Yahoo, MapQuest, Bing. There are up to 60 different destinations that we'll get you out to. So that happens between now and about the 1 week, 7 day mark. And then by about the 2 week mark, your website will come online, and then we'll have your Facebook ads running. And then from there, you'll just start to increase on page rank and then be up in that map section. So now once your website comes online, then that'll probably be about the first time that you'll be able to find yourself. And your tech will let you know, too, when your website comes up online so that you can go have a look at it and see what it looks like live. And, of course, at that point, if there's anything you don't like, you want changed, definitely let them know. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Awesome. Any other questions for me for now, James?
Oh, no, that's it.
All right. Well, if you do have questions, don't hesitate to let me know. And otherwise, just one last reminder to make your onboarding call this afternoon. And if for any reason you can't make it, just let us know. We can always reschedule it. Okay.
Okay, that's fine.
All right. You have a good rest of your day, James, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you, too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.